Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And shall we talk about the skill of distraction? Because if you noticed yesterday, there were two interesting things that happened, and I'm going to talk about both of them. In the first instance, did you see that the government released figures showing that there was the UK population grew by, I think it was in the region of 606,000 net people. It's a huge percentage increase, the biggest percentage increase I think we've ever seen. Happened. Information was released yesterday, right? And then, isn't it interesting that a few hours later, a man is arrested after a car crashes into the Downing Street gates. Oh no, armed officers descended in Whitehall after a car crashed into the gates of Downing Street. The Met said a suspect is being held on suspicion of criminal damage and dangerous driving, but it's not being treated as terror-related. One witness said he saw officers pointing tasers at a man who was held face to the floor as he was detained. No one was injured in the incident. Number 10 confirmed Rishi Sunak was in Downing Street at the time. Oh, right. Okay. So what we have is two things happening at the same time. Number one, we have a colossal failure in government policy, massive failure, the biggest increase in net migration the country has seen, in absolute contradiction to the government's avowed policy to reduce it. So on the one hand, the government's saying, oh, yeah, right enough, yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of people coming in. Oh, well. Oh, look, hang on. Look over there, quick. A car. It's crashed into Downing Street. Look there. And that's how these people operate. It's all about distraction. They want you continually distracted from all the main events. That's why we get a series of, well, what I would see as non-stories being given huge media focus. And essentially, almost everything that the mainstream media want you to look at, you shouldn't. You should ignore it. So, car crashes into Downing Street. Oh, well, I wonder who might be behind that. I don't know. But it's a wee bit like, you know, oh, look, the January 6th riot. How many FBI agents were involved in that? Now I wonder how many. And when you get events like this, I wonder this exactly the same. This is the government trying to make sure that it shifts the big story of the headlines, namely its abysmal failure to cope with controlling migration into the UK, and instead substitute this alternative scare story that, phew, gosh, the Rishi Sunak was in Downing Street and this car rammed the gates and he could have driven up and what? Driven into the Downing Street complex and driven up the stairs to the office where Rishi, I mean, come on. I'm sure nobody actually buys this in the way that it's being presented to us. It's just a distraction. And we get them, as I say, every day. Every day there's these stories, the media conjure them up. You know, for example, there's been this story about did you see about this guy? What's he called? Let me get his name. I think he's called Mizzy or something, isn't he? Piers, let me see. Let me just get you the story here as well. So, all right. So I was trying to look at Piers Morgan's timeline, but I'm blocked from it. never mind. Piers doesn't want to talk to people like me. I understand, Piers. I don't want to talk to people like you. But yeah, I'll tell you another distraction story. The TikTok terror that is Mizzy. Did you see it? This TikToker who was videoing himself going into people's property, doing all kinds of things. Was doing this for, I don't know, for what, views on TikTok? I'm not sure. Eventually, the police arrested him. And then he goes on to Piers Morgan to have an interview. But I see that as I haven't talked about it because it's a distraction. You're being distracted by these kind of stories. Whether it's Mizzy or whether it's car rams into Downing Street gates, it's to distract you from the big issues that are actually occurring. You know, big issues like, for example, the calamitous finances of the United Kingdom. Big issues like, for example, the consequences of vaccine rollout. Big issues like, for example, the massive amounts of money we're transferring into the corruptocracy that is Ukraine. This is what distraction is all about. It exists essentially to take your eye off the ball. One thing we have to do here is ensure that our eye is firmly on the things that matter, not on the things that don't matter. And so, you know, we shouldn't get caught up too much in, you know, Phil and Holly. We can't be, you know, Phil and Holly, who cares? Mizzy, who cares? Carber in Downing Street, just about, who cares? No. Let's make sure that we stay laser focused on the stuff that matters, and that way their distractions don't get through us and they don't take our eye off the ball. Thanks so much for listening.